Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mornings are hard. Your sports radio show doesn't have to be.
I'm so happy you guys are still alive.
I am excited.
I am so happy.
Laugh and learn every morning aboard the mothership.
Ooh.
Gonna be a good day with DA.
Hey, duh.
I do love the duh.
Happy Being Alive Day.
Mornings on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah. Happy Being Alive Day, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us. It is the final episode of the DA show with Meraz as a full-time member of it. So we are saying our goodbyes. Coming up in 20 minutes, we've got mystery guest. And then in 40 minutes, we've got Bogus at the plate. He takes his cuts. Saying so long to Meraz. That's coming your way this hour here on the show. Plus, we are stunned to a news. How about this story from the British Open? Victor Hovland preparing to swing yesterday at the Royal Liverpool. And as he's preparing on the par 5, 15th hole, a seagull swoops by and splat right on his arm. And he steps off the tee box and says, "What the bleep was that?" And then he and his caddy realize, wow, you just got bleeped on. And I just want to reflect on the fact that I, too, once had this happen. And this can be one of the great turns of Victor Hovland's life. You see, back in 1998, I was back home from my freshman year in college. We had just gotten off for summer break, finishing up that year. And a bunch of buddies of mine said, "Hey, you want to go to the Yankee game?" And I was like, "Eh, I kind of hate the Yankees now." They're like, "Come on, it's a matinee. We'll go out there. I'll drive. You could have some beers." I'm like, "Eh. What else you got to do?" I'm like, "I really hate the Yankees." "Ah, come on." "I don't know." "All right, you're driving?" "Fine, okay." This was Beanie Baby Day. And so part of the allure was, we'll get there early, we'll get the Beanie Babies, and we can sell those Beanie Babies on eBay for hundreds of dollars. Ooh, more beer money. All right, starting to come together. All right, let's do this. Get in the car, go out there. Turns out that getting those Beanie Babies, you had to be there like 3 hours ahead of time, and we were like 2 hours ahead of time and didn't get the Beanie Babies. So strike number one. So we end up sitting out in the bleachers, and it's a good enough day, kind of a cloudy, overcast day, warm May day, but it's fine. Have a couple of beers, having a good time with my buddies. And we look up in like the fourth inning, David Wells hasn't given up a hit. Nobody really has cell phones at that point in time, so we don't quite know exactly, but it says zero on the scoreboard, and we don't think he's walked anybody. Asking people in the row, has he walked anybody? No. Perfect game. Really? Fourth inning? Okay. Fifth inning comes. Starts getting a little bit more interesting. Hey, you might not want to leave for the bathroom when the Yankees are in the field. Oh, okay. Sixth inning. Dude, he's got a no-hitter going. He's got a perfect game going. Really? Okay. Seventh inning. I'm like, this is kind of cool because I'm at history potentially, but it's not that cool because I'm not a Yankee fan. So I'm torn here. And we're starting to get to the point where nobody's allowed to leave their seats. The din of the crowd is rising with every out, and everyone's starting to get superstitious. Hey, wherever you're sitting, sit. Nobody get up for beer. Nobody get up for a bathroom break. Nobody in the section. And the section's starting to count down the outs. And at this point in time, I believe it was middle of the seventh, here I am, an innocent Mets fan in Yankee Stadium. And a seagull poops right on my left forearm. Right there. And I'm like, oh, God. My buddy starts laughing hysterically. All my buddies start laughing hysterically. Then the whole section starts laughing hysterically. And everyone goes, you can't wipe that off. It's good luck. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You can't wipe that off. It's good luck. Now, what is an innocent singular Mets fan to do amongst a Yankee Stadium that is now frothing at the mouth over a potential perfect game? And you're in the bleachers with the bleacher creatures, the old Yankee Stadium bleacher creatures, not the new fangled, oh, we wear judge robes out here. This was the Lion's Den. Not going to challenge Juan from the Bronx. Not going to challenge the bleacher creatures. Not going to challenge Muscles from, you know, the FDNY. Nope. I am not going to do that. And I proceed to let the seagull poop stay on my forearm for the final six outs of the game. What grew on my forearm? Imagine what a seagull in the Bronx eats. Imagine what a seagull in the Bronx eats in 1998. It's not non-GMO. It ain't organic. And imagine what that felt like and smelled like on a forearm for the better part of like 20 minutes or so, 30 minutes. Heinous, disgusting. And yet, when David Wells recorded the final out of his perfect game in 1998, there were cheers and roars and hugs, and I was lauded a hero on the right field bleachers because I also was part of the magic. So it made me feel slightly better before I immediately wiped it off and started cringing and nearly dry heaving that I let a seagull poop allow to stay on my forearm for that long. But sometimes you got to do what you got to do. And so I'm emotionally torn about that day. It's cool to be part of history, cool to be part of the heroism of it. Not that cool that it was a Yankee that did it, and not that cool that that was the way that it had to be done. Which is why when I told David Wells the story at a bar at the Super Bowl in the 2015 Super Bowl, I thought he'd get more of a kick out of it, but he didn't care.
So embarrassing.
So I got no pop from David Wells about that.
Maybe the most embarrassed I've been. You've always been embarrassed of me. Maybe the most embarrassed I've been of you ever during the show.
The rare role reversal. So now you know how I've felt for 10 years.
It was a horrible, anxious feeling. I'm looking up at David Wells, one of my icons, and he couldn't have been nicer and at the same time could not have cared less about the story.
No, and I thought that maybe because he was like 7 to 8 JMO shots in, everybody was buying him Jameson shots at the bar and he was pretty lively. I thought it would be a fun drunk bar story. No, not even close.
Yeah, it was not. And you're basically like Seinfelding it the whole time. No, but you don't understand. The bird pooped on my shoulder.
Yeah, no, he didn't. Nobody, he didn't. It got nothing. Crickets. So for Victor Hovland, he wiped it off. Might be bad luck because I think what you have to do is finish the round with the bird poop on you. That's what I would have done. On Twitter, I am encouraging you guys to send your target demo Fridays to Twitter early because next hour we're doing it. We're not waiting until the end of the show because we're clearing out the final hour to do our own farewells. But I want to read a tweet from Travis Hancock, who's known as T-Bone on WFNZ in Charlotte. T-Bone has been a listener of ours for a long time. He has routinely tweeted at both of us and had a good couple of good laughs at the show. And he's been a really cool dude that's been part of the radio world and within the CBS radio and Odyssey company now for a long time. And Bone says, I remember driving during the 4 a.m. hour in 2013, listening to DA with a young Mraz. It was must listen. It was like DA was trying to ride a bull for 8 seconds without falling off. The relationship came off as genuine and special. Much respect to both of you. And that's a really nice sentiment from a guy that I respect because he's listened for a long time and he's in the industry. So that's a really nice thing to hear. And I think that's a cool way to put it. Now, it's interesting, though, because I would think, Mraz, that back in 2013, it wasn't as evident that I was trying to corral a wild bull. I think, you know, early on, I didn't know that you were going to become this much of a character. And I don't think you knew that you had that much of a character inside of you to come out. So I would say we were kind of filling each other out for the first couple of months. And maybe by the latter part of the year, it'd become pretty obvious, okay, Mraz is a big character on the show. But I would say that it took longer for me to really be like, wow, I got to rein this dude in because he's really wacky.
I would agree. I in fact, I don't even think I felt any bit of character until July in our first ever Wienership where we took a shot. It was like me and Brock and Schwartz eating hot dogs that first year. But I would agree, the bull stuff probably happened in 2014, and it was probably a lot of calm down, me maybe biting off more than I could chew, him a little erratic on the air, and that saddling of 8 seconds or so.
I think that was the thing that Brock was constantly annoyed by, was that it was almost like somebody was feeding you superpowers, and it was stoking the worst part of your personality, that he was watching you grow into an kind of cartoonish on-air monster, that you got more and more confidence and became more and more crazy. And then I think you started to think that you had to be more and more crazy. And so he was constantly, I think, frustrated by watching this happen.
Yeah, I mean, he was also on no sleep and doing nothing but chewing tobacco, Mountain Dew, muffins. I mean, that certainly didn't help the attitude at all, but probably true.
So that was nice to hear from T-Bone at WFNZ, and it was good to have Brock on yesterday because Brock was part of the genesis of this 10 and a half years ago, and I didn't know Brock. I didn't know you. None of us knew each other when we took over the show, and it ended so perfectly with Brock not really congratulating you but really taking a shot at you on the way out. Very backhanded, that he really wasn't happy for you. He really just wanted to get in some last digs. And I felt that was totally appropriate for the way that the show began.
I did too, and I have to say it was not received great by some. Some that we used to work with. I got a couple texts last night. Some around my inner circle were not happy with Brock's appearances today. And I was the one saying, that is Brock. He absolutely deserved to be a part of this week, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Wait, so people that we used to work with
a couple
thought that Brock should not have been on the air yesterday?
Not that he shouldn't have been on the air. They didn't like a lot of his words said. I was kind of shocked. I'm like, wow, Brock's getting a big reaction here. But personally, Kenny means a lot to me in this spot and a lot in this show. And that was the dynamic. Like, what you saw, you cannot do the last 10 years of the DA show without that early dynamic. So I appreciated every word. And that's what we do. We throw shots.
Wow, so people got protective of you, huh?
Look, I'm a heavyweight fighter. Brock has always been my best heavyweight to go at it with. I can't shy away from the great heavyweight barb competition.
So he was your Frazier to your
Ali.
Yes,
and that was what was special about it. So I love the fact that Kenny came on yesterday and wasn't not Kenny. Like, he was who he was, which is That's what you want.
Salty Philly Kenny.
Yes, if you're an OG DA Show listener, you probably love those 15, 20 minutes. If you're a recent, in the last 5 years, DA Show listener, you probably felt like, what are you doing here?
But people that we've worked with that know Brock.
Yeah, OG CBS Sports Radio people. Thought Brock was out of line yesterday. It should only be nice words.
Wow.
I'm not going to name it. It's not fair to them because it was confidential. But I was even like, what? Because that never clicked with me in real time. But yeah, that got a big buzz yesterday. Big pop, as they say.
When we come back on the show, we haven't done this bit in a long time, but I am thrilled to dust it off. Mystery guest! Next, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Friday, everybody. It's the final episode of the DA Show featuring Meraz as a full-time member of the program. My guess is he'll pop in from here, there, everywhere over time, but for now, we're saying so long. And so you can watch the proceedings on YouTube, on Twitch, and at watchda.com. Remember, this episode, like every episode, fully archived on YouTube. So if you miss anything, want to go back and watch it, relive it, always available on YouTube. Well, I am super excited. Out of all of our mystery guests this week, this one might be my favorite because he's been part of a bit that we have not done in a long time. It was always one of my favorite bits here on the show. And because he moved on to greener pastures and has not been around the building over the last couple of years, or not in our time slot at the same time, we haven't been able to do it. But it is time to dust off an oldie but a goodie for one final time. We have breaking bad news with Joey Waller.
He's the only man in America who can make you feel good about really terrible breaks in life. It's Breaking Bad News with Joey Waller.
First of all, Joseph M. Waller, welcome back.
Thanks so much. It is amazing to be back here.
When's the last time we had you on the show?
It was so long ago, I don't even think there's a year for it.
Got to be 3 or 4 years, right?
It's definitely pre-pandemic.
Pre-pandemic.
But I was telling you, my name is still written in dust here on the desk, so it can't really be that long. It's all a matter of perspective, right?
Joey, how you been? What's life look like now?
I'm good. We're both fathers.
Yeah.
That's how long it's been. Congrats
right.
again on yours.
Thank you. Congrats again on yours.
Thank you.
You're about 6 months, right?
10-month-old
daughter. 10 months.
Yeah. Exciting. Exciting and new. Exciting and new. Love Boat.
It's
on the DA show.
It's hard, though. It's hard. I'm at 2 months. It's hard.
It's hard, but here's what I tell people. Anytime you and or your wife start to get freaked out, we don't know what we're doing, we don't have the answers, how do you find out? I say, listen, say to my wife, the next time you're in, say, ShopRite or Target, look around at some of the people that are raising kids, okay?
Makes you feel better.
No disrespect. And you'll immediately think to yourself, it's going to be okay.
Gonna
be okay.
We'll figure this out.
Yes.
Now, how do you feel about Mraz moving down the hallway to the afternoon drive show in New York?
I mean, the analogy that I used on Twitter when I found out the news, and I'm being serious here, it reminds me of something Dan Hurley said when he first took over at UConn and they weren't good right away.
Okay.
Not that Sean wasn't good right away, sure. But before he became this version, if you will, mm-hmm. Hurley said, you know what? Take your shots at us now because we're coming.
Oh, wow. Wow. What I really liked by you on Twitter was comparing this to the Cal Ripken farewell tour.
I mean, he's going down the hall. His new show is logistically close enough, DA, that he could cut a fart in this studio and you could smell it in that studio. I mean, what are we carrying on about here? Rush Limbaugh's death didn't garner this much attention. And he was saying farewell, not just goodbye. Am I right?
It is amazing.
I mean, I'm looking for a graphic this morning. Farewell to a giant. Like one of the Kennedys passed away. It just never ends. Did you see the tweet this morning from Springsteen?
No.
He tweeted at Sean and said, people say, I don't know when to get off the stage. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Joe's always been an amazing cameo appearance for us because I've always said the way you deliver news is so unique and special. It could be the worst news you ever get, but if it's coming from you, it's gonna be okay. It feels like it's gonna be okay. So that's where Breaking Bad News with Joey Waller started. We took really awful events and just had you deliver the news and was like, oh, it's gonna be all right. And so maybe you should just do current events for us as an American societal contribution to make us all just feel better about all the terrible things that happen.
Whatever I can do to advance the good of mankind. You know that's deep down what I've always been about.
Yeah.
That's what people think of when they think Joey Waller. No question.
Well, Joe, we have a couple of nuggets for you to deliver for Mraz on his farewells, if you would like to take the microphone.
As always, we have three of these. Here we go. Number three.
Oh, let's start at the top.
I forgot how this worked.
Yeah, number three.
Number three. Hey, Sean. It's your program director. We really love what you did on the DA show. So many great years of laughs and crazy radio moments. But just as an aside, you may never use the name Mraz again. Please change your social media handles accordingly. Apparently legal getting involved here too.
Did you hear this?
Sure.
That they're saying down the hall, no Mraz, only Sean Morash. No Mraz. They don't like nicknames down there.
I've heard they don't like nicknames down there. I remember that was a thing with you and certain someone.
Well, that's
you got quite an earful, didn't you?
I sure did. But that certain someone's gone now, but apparently they still don't like nicknames down the hall.
Interesting. Now, will you allow your newborn to just use two initials? That's the question.
Yeah, he's AJ already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, that's his first name. So AJA, AJ Amendola, sure. Run with it. initials have worked for me.
It's worked for you.
But nicknames, no. For Mraz now, he's now Sean Morash. So if you see him in the hallways, Sean Morash.
Corporate. I've gone corporate.
And it's Morash, not Mraz.
Jesus. Right? This is how the Mraz thing started 10 years ago.
Correct.
It's M-O-R. Pronounce it with me. More. A-S-H. Ash. Put those together. What do you got? More ash.
Well, that means the stress, though, is on the first syllable, more. It is not on the last syllable, ash. Because, as Joey said, it could be Mraz.
But then that starts to sound like it's spelled M-E-R, like Mraz.
Okay, so you're saying it's Morash.
Yes. Okay. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm telling you guys that that's what my name is.
I mean, if you're a professional athlete, would your uniform have an accent mark anywhere?
It's French-Canadian. Maybe it was lost along the way.
An umlaut, maybe?
Because, you know, I went to Seton Hall with Craig Biggio, which somewhere along the line, very bougie-like, became Biggio.
Oh, is that right?
That was Biggio. Right. He was Biggio, just as another fellow Seton Hall classmate at the time, Maurice Vaughn, somewhere along the line became Mo.
You went to school with both Craig Biggio and Mo Vaughn.
I did.
That's a wowie.
Wow, that is a wowie. Wow.
Yeah, you won't see my name on Immaculate Grid anytime soon. Didn't quite take it to that level.
All right, number two.
Number two. Hello, Sean. This is Alan in Legal. Congratulations on your new role at our station on the local side. The good news is you'll be part of the afternoon drive show of a legacy sports radio station. The bad news is you'll be legally prevented from saying anything about your bowel movements, your BMI. You'll need to retest for a sixth grade education level, and you'll have to dispose of your collection of feces-stained sweatpants. Ouch. Thank you. The paperwork will arrive shortly.
I don't know how it's a deal that I sign if I got to get rid of the feces sweatpants.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you say if Alan Legal brings that up? You're like, everything but the sweatpants.
Yeah, I'm not going to Costco and buying more. They're staying.
Will you be allowed to wear sweatpants down the hall?
I think nice joggers, yeah.
Shorts?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Okay, so you're challenging convention here. You don't care. New role. You're just throwing caution to the wind.
I did order 10 new shirts for the first 2 weeks. So other than that, yeah.
Button downs?
Different variations of shirts. Danielle's trying a new style on me.
And what's the style?
There's some V-necks along with some, you know what? I'll take pictures. I'll show you guys. I don't want to spoil too much.
The style's clean.
Spoil it too much.
Well,
who is waiting to see?
They're the kind of shirts that if you lift your arms up, my gut doesn't come out. They're like form-fitting to a biggerly challenged man.
You're not going to wear that suit that you rolled out on picture day yet, are you?
That's the one and only, Joe. It's the one and only.
You didn't bring that back to Sims yet?
Oh, it's in the dry cleaners. I need it for both weddings I'm attending.
And funerals.
Wow, so you're getting this bump, and Danielle goes, we got to dress you up now. You can't be dressed like a slob anymore.
Oh, you should have seen the shipment of shirts that came in, multiple packages. Laid them all on the bed, made me do a whole fashion thing for her.
I love Danielle to pieces, but where was this for the last 10 and a half years?
No, she tried this a couple years ago when we moved to mornings. It was a different style then. Again, only got 10 shirts worth for 2 weeks, and quickly the Tanaka t-shirts came back out. This is not a new shtick for her.
I love it. Every couple of years, trying to re-energize Mraz's fashion.
I'd like to see what that closet looks like.
No, you don't.
That'd be a great segment.
You like seeing the last name Drones pushed across, like Ruben Drones?
And just old Giants jerseys crumpled in a ball, thrown to the back of the closet. I've seen it before. It's ugly.
It smells like Reebok and Moths.
It's really bad. All right, finally, number three.
I'm going to need you to touch the screen or do whatever here because it went to sleep or whatever. Awkward pause. Attention, Sean. This is your internal organs talking. Uh-huh. We would like to be the first to say congratulations on the new job. We know that the hours should help out your digestion and eating habits. The bad news is, things are bleak down here. It's been a slow death for 26 years now. 26. Ever since your decision to eschew seventh grade biology to take a third lunch, things have been eroding. Liver is gasping for air. He's overworked from all those Saturdays at Bob's by the Bay. Don't get me started with the intestines. Whew. Looks like a war zone in there. And heart, man, he is exhausted. He looks like Kellen Winslow at the end of a playoff game.
Oh, no.
So, this is a plea from everyone down here. Get it together, man. We're dying. But looking forward to your Yankees trade deadline tape. If you live that long.
Breaking bad news, everybody.
Can I just tell you real quick, whenever I see the name Kellen Winslow, and whenever I do, for forever and evermore, it'll always remind me of this. You remember when he was arrested during his brief, ugly stint with the Jets?
Well, his son, Kellen Winslow.
I'm sorry, Kellen Winslow Jr.
Right.
Should clarify, very important, yes. So Kellen Winslow Jr. was arrested, if you recall, for being in the parking lot at a mall in New Jersey and, shall we say, entertaining himself in the car. And the story went, according to police, this is true, that when the cops stopped him, because they had gotten a report of this from people that observed him, and when the cops came up to him and asked him what he was doing, he said he was lost and trying to find a, what's it called, the chicken place?
A Chick-fil-A?
The one that we don't hear about as much.
Popeyes, Roy Rogers.
Oh, Popeyes?
Man. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It was Kentucky Fried Chicken, I think.
Something chicken. Duh.
Nashville Hot?
I can't think of it. But I'm going to go on with the story and try to save this anyway. Whoever it was one of the chains. And it came out in the story that he said he was looking for this particular chicken chain.
Yeah.
And that place tweeted later that day and said, just in case anyone ever needs to know where we're located, you can find all the locations on our website. Thought it was a great response.
He was
Boston Market.
Boston Market.
Boston Market.
That's right. He was looking for a Boston Market.
Yes. Can I give you my one personal Breaking Bad news that I wrote?
Yeah, of course.
Especially for Sean's final day.
Absolutely.
Hi, this is WFAN program director Spike Eskin. The good news is, Sean will be a key part of our exciting new programming lineup with new hosts and shows throughout the day. The bad news is, our new hosts are really our same old hosts that you've already been listening to for years. And since almost all of our audience basically never leaves the house and listens to the station 24/7 anyway, unfortunately, your new listening experience really won't be that much better.
Jeez. I got a no comment there.
Going out with a bang here, DA, huh?
The good news is you've been promoted. The bad news is your name's not on the show.
And yet only Sean...
Again.
Only Sean could explain that away, right? Well, you see, the reason for that is I don't need my name on the show.
Don't need it. No ego.
I'm used to that. 10.5 years. That logo's twirling behind DA.
Joe, you put your name on the show, you got nothing but problems.
Yeah.
Keep my name off that. Keep my name off that marquee.
I like it better this way.
It's like the story of the fox and the grapes. Who needs those stinky old grapes anyway? Hopefully that saved the Boston Market for a while. Try to remember the punchline the next time I come in.
Note to self.
Can I just say, on a serious note, a couple things real quick. One, thanks so much for having me in. It's really great to be here for this day. It's great to be back, period. It's great to be, period. Right, Bogish?
Yeah.
A tribute to you, first of all, for helping to create...
The monster.
This mess. Yes. No, but I think it says something about your confidence as a person and as a broadcaster that you become the ringmaster of all this craziness and allow others to, you know, kind of find themselves on this show. It's an unusual, I think we, all of us that work in this business know that that's a unique trait. So I think you're to be commended.
I appreciate that, Joe.
Yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely. It's very Howard Stern-like, right?
Yeah, I mean, to me, the point of the show has always been to be as entertaining as possible. And if there are other people around that can do things better than you, you should make sure they get the ball in those situations. It's always you're responsible for the show ultimately, but you just got to get people involved in the offense. It makes for a better offense. And Mraz took the ball and never gave it back.
Yeah, I mean, you've created kind of like your own whack pack, very Stern-like, as I said, right? Mraz is kind of like Baba Booey. Bilotti's what, like Fred? Bogish is...
I'll be Robin.
Big compliment.
I don't know who Bogish is. Yeah. You get the idea.
I'm just right? here.
I got the idea.
You want disrespect.
You want to stick around for Stunt to a News?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right. Bogues has that.
First, though, one last geography lesson for Sean. How many P's and L's are in Philippines?
Ooh.
And do you know where it is on the map?
Okay. It's three P's.
Okay.
Philippines. Two L's.
See, I would have said two L's as well, but there's only one, apparently.
Mm. Oh, okay. And where is it on a map? It is off the coast of Taiwan.
What a throwing of a dart.
Yeah.
He says it with such a confident inflection sell it, though.
It's more specific than I thought you were going to be. I thought you were going to give me like a, it's in like the bottom right corner looking at a map.
Yeah, I mean, it's above Australia and New Zealand.
Yes.
It's near the Asian beach islands.
They're the Asian beach islands.
Because the Philippines is warm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Philippines had never made the World Cup before, men or women. Their women's team changed that today, but they lost their opener to Switzerland 2-0. Spain took care of Croatia 3-0, and Canada and Nigeria played to a scoreless draw. Christine Sinclair had a penalty kick stopped for Canada. The U.S. women play their first match 9 Eastern tonight against Vietnam. Megan Rapinoe and Rose Lavelle will have their minutes limited as the tourney begins. They finished recovering from injury, but Julie Ertz is back to 100%. Now we're at Royal Liverpool, round 2 of the Open Championship, and Brian Harman is still your leader. Big second round for him. Harman is at 8 under par now through 13 holes, minus 4 on the day. South African amateur Christo Lomprecht, who apparently is like 6'7 or 6'8,
really?
Tees off later this hour after sleeping on the lead at 5 under. Rory McIlroy now at 2 under halfway through his second round. Dustin Johnson, though, going to miss the cut. He is 10 over through 15 holes. As owners were approving the sale of the Commanders to Josh Harris yesterday, the NFL delivered the findings from Mary Jo White's investigation of Dan Snyder's organization. They were able to determine that Snyder sexually harassed a former female employee, and the team withheld millions of dollars of revenue from the league. Snyder fined $60 million, which is 1% of the sale price to Harris. How good slash bad is the NL Central? Are the Cardinals still alive?
The pitch to the Cardinal shortstop, and he hits a fly ball to right field. That's hit well. That's back to the track near the wall, and that ball is gone. A home run for Paul DeJong the other way, his 13th home run of the year.
Wow.
The Cardinals lead 7-1, and I smell the coffee brewing.
Oh, no, that was a baseball to your forehead. John Rooney, Cardinals Radio. Jordan Walker also had a 2-run homer. Nolan Arenado also drove in 2, a 7-2 victory at Wrigley. The Cards have won 6 in a row. They are 10 games behind the Brewers in the division. In the AL last night, the Astros, 3-1 winners in Oakland, and the Orioles opened a 4-game set in Tampa Bay with a 4-3 win in 10. Baltimore leads the AL East by one full game this morning. In WNBA last night, the Mercury topped the Sky 80-62. Phoenix winning back-to-back games for the first time this season. Brittany Griner had 12 points and 11 boards. And now, one last time, he's done.
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
Guys, a dangerous animal is on the loose in Berlin, Germany for 2 days now. Authorities obviously worried about any potential human interactions. They are trying to catch this thing, but it has been elusive in the woods. It was first spotted chasing a wild boar. It has been caught on camera. They've gotten a look at it. They see a tail. They see a smushed face. So they assume it's a lion. but they want to be sure, so they are asking for professional help.
Bears have long tails, and the faces are smushed in bear nose. It looks like a bear.
Did you just say bears have long tails?
Yeah, you ever see a bear?
I have.
They got a tail. All the animals have the tails.
All the animals have the tails.
Except the ones in the zoo. They probably, I'm assuming, they cut them off or something.
Oh, my God.
The tails.
You think that the bears in the zoo have had their long tails cut off?
Probably if they escape, you can identify that they're not just wilderness ones. They're in the zoo. You guys are laughing. And it's probably true. There's got to be a reason they do that.
Well, did you ever think that maybe they don't cut the tails off of bears and bears just actually naturally have short tails?
So they have tails.
Well, they're little stub tails. They're not long tiger tails.
Oh, no, those are just the big bear. The polar bears have tails, I think.
Is that right?
Or the grizzly bears. There's bears with tails.
Those grizzly bears.
Oh.
Hey.
So Sean asked me the other day on Side B what my favorite moment is. This might now be it because it has everything. Mm-hmm. It has the idiocy. Mm-hmm. It has the alternate reality. Not just, I didn't know they didn't have tails. I think they have long tails that the zoo cuts off to ID them in case they get out so they know that they're tame bears, not wild bears. And then it has an early memory for me of the Joey Buttafuoco accent right. That every once in a while, Sean speaks right. Like, the bear, it's the grizzly bears.
Yeah, polar bears have long tails, don't they?
Hey,
hickory dickory duck, polar bears got tails.
And then, of course, what I really hope to be true is our theory that a young Sean was taken to some kind of bizarro West Babylon backyard zoo where there are dogs and cats dressed up as worse creatures.
No, that's a polar bear. Yeah. That's a polar bear. I think that's a white dog wearing ears. No, it's a polar bear.
Right. Looks like a labradoodle.
Nope.
Nope. It's a grizzly bear.
No, it's a grizzly bear.
Isn't that our kitchen?
Hey, kid.
In the end, I was right, because even as stubs, bears have tails.
Nope.
No. And shockingly, that brain has been promoted throughout his career. Just keep giving you bigger jobs, better jobs.
He somehow manages to sell it, right?
Yeah.
He's like the used car salesman that just keeps moving from you know, Hyundai to Mercedes to Cadillac.
Yeah, because you know why? Hyundai sees him at Cadillac, goes, oh, he's doing a good job, let me hire him. Then they have to deal with him every day and, like, get out of here. There's a Kia down the block.
Nobody
so
checks.
Best of luck to the fan on the full Sean experience.
Nobody checks.
The best part is that I'm sure Tiki is like, yeah, no, I love Sean. Sean's great. I love Sean. Because he sees Sean in the newsroom for 10 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm. Arm's length.
At arm's length. And, you know, they're talking about, you know, Saquon. Now wait till you spend 4 hours a day with him and you pry inside that brain. And Tiki learns that Mraz really does think that polar bears have long tails mm-hmm. that have been cut off if they escape from the zoo.
Yeah.
And the door shut, too, with the smell as well.
I was trying to think of Sean's all-time, in my mind, from my memory, of the many, Sean's all-time most asinine sports takes ever. You might call them his all-time most morasinine takes.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
Huh?
Really good.
DA show flavor there. I think number three would be, Joe, I hate to tell you. It always starts with the I hate to tell you.
Uh-huh.
Joe, I hate to tell you. In New York, there are more Ranger fans than Knick fans.
Uh-huh.
Number two would be, Joe, I hate to tell you. MSG is no longer the mecca of basketball. I said, if it's not, you got to tell me what is. It's not Barclays Center. People aren't traveling from around the world to go to the Chick-fil-A next to Barclays Center. I'm sorry. And number one all time, drum roll please. This is about 8 years ago. Joe, I hate to tell you. He was trying to tell me how out of touch I am with the younger generation. Joe, I hate to tell you, but guys in their 20s and 30s nowadays, more of them follow the NHL than the NBA. He was basing this. He was basing this, by the way, on the three brain dead interns that happen to be in the newsroom. Go ask the three guys. Go ask the three guys that are in there. One guy was sitting in there playing solitaire his whole internship.
He's still there.
Second
his
guy
name is Santer.
Ouch. Second guy would have been playing solitaire on the computer DA if only he knew how. Okay. And the third guy, we would watch him from a distance because the phone right in front of him on the desk would ring and ring and ring, and he had some aversion to picking it up. So we would joke, the building could be on fire, and this guy wouldn't have dialed 911. But Sean was basing his scientific research on the take of these three interns. So sometimes you wonder, where does Sean get this stuff from? Well, there you go.
Science.
Sean, congratulations. I know you'll knock them dead, and it'll only be, what, about another month or so where I get that annual call in late August, DA. I get this every year from Sean. He's like, here I am, Joe, on my way home, driving past the tennis stadium. I'm telling you, there's no traffic. Nobody goes to the U.S. Open. And I try to explain to him, that's because it's 10:45 in the morning, Sean. Roger Federer is already on center court. They're in there as we speak. He just doesn't get that.
Joey Waller, everybody. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks.
That was outstanding. The final episode of Mraz on the DA show continues. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.